Husband of Manola McKnight describes movements of Frank, Atlanta Constitution, August 2, 1913. Albert McKnight, colored, the husband of Manola McKnight, who made a startling affidavit for the police in regard to circumstances at the Frank home on the night of the murder, followed February to the stand. "What is your wife's name?" the solicitor asked. "Manola McKnight." "What does she do?" "Cooks at Mrs. Seelig's home." "How long has she held that place?" "For 2 years." "Where were you about 1 o'clock on the afternoon of April 26th? "Saw Frank April 26th. "I was at Mr. Frank's home. The Franks have been living with the Seeligs, Mrs. Frank's parents." "Did you see Frank?"
"Yes."
"What did he do?"
"He went to the sideboard and then went out. The sideboard is in the dining room."
"How long did he stay at home?"
5 or 10 minutes.
Rosser began questioning the Negro. "Who were at home when Frank arrived?
Mrs. Frank and Mrs. Seelig.
Where were you?"
"In the kitchen."
"How could you see into the dining room?"
"The door was open."
"Do you know positively that he ate nothing?"
"Yes."
"Doesn't the door stay closed?"
"Sometimes."
"How could you see into the entire dining room?"
"I could look into a mirror in the dining room."
"How long is the dining room?"
"I couldn't tell."
Sketch drawn by prisoner. Frank, at this point of the Negro's testimony, drew a sketch to illustrate the position of the dining room and kitchen. McKnight explained, by aid of the drawing, how he could see into the dining room.
"You haven't got a curve in your eye, have you? You can't look a curve, can you?"
Rosser asked. Witness did not answer.
"You say Frank went to the sideboard, then back to town?"
"Yes."
"You couldn't tell what he did at the sideboard?"
"No."
"Who talked to you at the station?"
"Mr. Lanford, Mr. Starnes, Mr. Campbell, and Mr. Dorsey." "That's the day Dorsey sent Manola to jail, isn't it?"
"Yes."
"Did you go to see Manola in jail?"
"No."
"Never?"
"No, sir."
"When you got to Frank's home, Mrs. Frank and Mrs. Seelig were there, weren't they?"
"I heard them talking."
"You followed Frank from the house, didn't you?"
"Yes."
"Where did he go?"
"Took streetcar to town."
"He got on a Georgia Avenue car at Pulliam Street."
"Are you sure?"
"Yes, sir."
Dorsey began questioning here.
"What street is the Frank home on?"
"Georgia Avenue."
"Upon leaving his home, what did Frank do?"
"Came out of the front door and walked up Georgia Avenue to Pulliam Street, where he caught a car."
"Which was nearer for him to have caught a car, at Pulliam Street or Washington Street?"
"Both are about the same."
He was then called from the stand.